Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Congressman, watching you on Sunday, I was kind of surprised. How about you?
You know what? I'm surprised in one sense, but not really. I kind of expect anything. And you know what? My chief of staff and my political director were aggravated about it, but I said, it's good. It keeps me on my toes. So I don't worry. I'm willing to go and speak against anybody about anything at any time.
Well, I admire that, but it was surprising. I haven't seen that moderator on Fox do that before. But the gist of it was, and I wanted you to have a chance to articulate it in the proper manner, the claim that if Trump wins, then the election integrity is okay. If he loses, then it's not. That's what was thrown back at you.
And, of course, that's not what I said. Number one, Trump's going to win. That's all I'm thinking about. It is all, quite frankly, that the Republican Party, including my colleagues in the House of Representatives, should think about. I'm focused on one thing, making sure that Donald Trump is our next president, making sure that we get a good majority, a solid majority in the House of Representatives, get a new majority of conservatives in the Senate, and that we close our borders, fix our economy, fix our foreign policy. Now, as far as elections, the concern shouldn't be about individuals who are concerned about election integrity. We all are. If you are a good American, you're concerned about election integrity. The concern should be really about the desperate politicians who are willing to, you know, do anything they can with the system in order to assure that they win, and other desperate politicians who are willing to weaponize and, you know, politicize our judicial system to go after those who would simply ask questions about the integrity of the system. Now, what I said that day, and I'll say again, is I will accept any election result anywhere in the world, quite frankly, if it is fair and free. And we had concerns in 2020, and, you know, there are concerns around the world. So, you know, I wish I had the chance to say to ourselves, but we only had so much time, no, I don't accept, for example, Vladimir Putin's election. It was an election. They had results. It was not fair. It was not free. In America, we've always had fair and free elections, and we have to do everything we can, Dom, to ensure that we continue that process.
The president yesterday was one of his better moments, I think best moments, and rather than a written statement, articulating his stance on abortion that he had promised. And we've talked to several people about it. They kind of agreed with me. This was exactly what Republicans should be doing and not getting bogged down with this national ban. That flies in the face of what we've always said about Roe v. Wade. The objection was not only bad law, but this should be settled by state legislatures. Can't turn around and say national ban at this point. So give me your analysis. Break down what you saw the president doing there.
No, the president did what was exactly right. And, you know, just for folks that are listening, you know, I think the world of President Trump. He's a friend of mine. I talk to him at least once a week. However, there are times that we disagree. This is a time where I'm in lockstep with him on that. He said the exact right words. This is a state-by-state issue, just as very liberal Ruth Bader Ginsburg found real issues with Roe versus Wade, and others that are even on the left, if they're being too constitutionalist, do as well. State by state has to figure this out. Do we believe in certain things? Let me tell you my position, and I don't want to get bogged down in this either, but I believe that I'm pro-life. There's no question. However, I believe there's areas where we can come together. We can all come together that third trimester abortions are wrong. Abortion to the moment of birth is wrong, and that's what the Democrats want, and that's wrong. We also can believe in exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. We can also agree that in vitro fertilization is something that is protected, and it's a beautiful thing when you give, you know, couples a chance to have children that just biologically couldn't through no fault of their own. Finally, I think that we should, and again, I think anybody can agree with this, when young, scared women are in college or working or whatever they're doing, they only hear the one side, that you must get an abortion if you think you can't handle this. And I think it's only fair to say they should hear from both sides. I'm not even saying to squelch the pro-abortion Democrats, but they also should hear from the pregnancy centers, which have gone through hell to just exist, where they learn about people who are willing to help them financially, spiritually, mentally, socially, with whatever they need. They're really good people in those pregnancy centers, not cranky old men, just young women who are willing to work with anybody. I was so impressed. I visited a number of them. And also what they say is, and it's true, if even the woman gets the abortion and then is upset afterward, they welcome her back to try to help her see that mentally, because it's a tough thing. That's my position. My political position is also, Don, let's cut it out. Let's stop talking about vacating the speaker. Let's stop talking about, you know, these abortion issues and just follow the president's lead. Let's talk about what's happening in our country, and let's make sure that we're doing two things. Actually, one thing, winning. That's all I'm about right now is winning. This is not about saving the Republican Party. It is about saving the Republic.
Well put. Rand Paul is going to be our special guest for our speaker series. Well, I have a bourbon question for you since the last time we talked, since he has a bourbon trail. But before that, I'm watching him on Fox right now. He has been tweeting since this morning about this new information. 15 federal agencies knew about the Wuhan lab project, yet covered it up. If we can't, on COVID, ever get to the point of establishing that with all the evidence we have in the connection to Fauci, then we're always going to worry moving forward. He claims they're doing gain of function now. Any sense of what the House is doing, at least to determine, are they still doing gain of function at different places in the world?
Well, and this is something that is being looked into. The problem with the House, and that's why I say winning is so important. Tom, I want everybody to understand, when we argue with each other, when we don't focus, if we lose the majority in the House and don't gain the presidency and the majority in the Senate, you know what? You can scream, you know, in the wilderness all you want. You can be so pure and perfect. Man, you're not going to have any effect. And this stuff's going to continue, and it will get worse. I remember that so well, because I remember that, you know, I did go to medical school, dental school. I did learn a good deal about this stuff. Our background's pretty much the same as pre-med. And I have to tell you that it seemed weird to me. You know, this came from a wet meat market, from a bat, and it was just, I don't know, weird. And so I said it was
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I wanted proof and I wanted more information. Oh, my God, I was a weirdo. I was anti-science, you know, and a thousand other things. And the truth is, it's come out now. You know, we basically know from anybody who's objective that this wasn't from the wet meat market, that this was manufactured. And why? God damn it, excuse me. But why are we funding it? Why are we funding it? Why am I taking the tax dollars from the men and women breaking their back in this country to fund stuff that ultimately hurts it? That's why, unless there's real FISA reform, the FISA bill is going to come up. I'm not voting for it unless we have real reform with search warrants. And, you know, without search warrants being in place for this information, I'm not voting for FISA. And when they say they can self-police these three-letter agencies, they cannot. We've proven this over and over again. The majority of men and women who work in them are good, but often people get to the very top who aren't doing the right thing. And if you're too conservative, or for a matter of fact, too liberal, or too anti this or pro this, or like Trump or like somebody else, there's a chance that you're going to be investigated. So we have to get on the beam. It's another thing and another reason why we need stronger majorities.
Absolutely. Parting area. We talked about bourbon tasting and all that. As I said, Rand Paul was on with us the other day. We did not know Kentucky had bourbon trails, like wine trails and stuff like this.
Well, you know, so, you can't be from Kentucky and not like bourbon.
Let me say this. I love scotch. I love I love all kinds of scotch, and I'm not being bougie or highfalutin here, you know, but if I have my choice and somebody wants to be good to me and they get me a scotch with a sherry finish or a port finish, which means it was aged in those casks, I love it. Now, bourbon is probably my second favorite of the distilled liquor, and still glad to have it. And there's a lot of nice bourbons out there. So either one of those are great. And they're very enjoyable.
We're taking notes on this, Dan. Is that in the budget to send a cast of that scotch with the port cherry and all that stuff to Congressman?
I don't know, but what needs to happen is we need to get together with Johnny Z down at Mulligan's.
Yeah, exactly.
Down there,
right.
It seems like you actually know what you're talking about when it comes to whiskey. I'd love for you to have four or five whiskeys in front of you, give a tasting analysis, something like that.
And oh, yeah.
Have you out there meeting the voters.
You really can tell. I don't pretend to be something I'm not. Like, for example, I like wine a little bit, not a great wine drinker, but, you know, I have friends that love it, and they'll say, can you taste this in the thing? Sometimes I can't, I'll be honest with you. In the scotches, certain scotches I really can tell. Just to impress you guys, one time I was out at a restaurant, and I did order a Macallan. I was with my chief of staff and political director. Just, I get it neat, and they bring it over. I just looked at it, and I could tell from the color. I said, that's not Macallan. And they said, oh, no, it is. I said, nope, it's not. Go and check. Sure enough, and I wasn't trying to be a jackass, but, you know, sure enough, they went and checked and said, you know what? You're right, Congressman, it's not. Sometimes there are certain things you can tell, but I love them all, and there's nothing wrong with the good doers. I have it all the time. And no, you can't send me any scotch because I'm an elected congressman, and I wouldn't want anybody to ever say anything other than our friendship.
I got to ask, though, Jeff, the Macallan shot that they tried selling you, you know, non-Macallan, was it like $40, $50, like more? How much was that?
No, it wasn't. And yeah, I, I'm pretty hesitant before I'll spend that much. You know, if you get a Macallan neat, unless you're getting the 18 or the 25 year, or you can even do more. But if you're just getting it neat, you'll spend $15, $18, depending on where you go. It's not that much. Now, you know, you can get into Macallans that are thousands of dollars a bottle. I was just born and bred too basic a person to – I just can't do it. I would feel so guilty opening one of those up and drinking one of them.
Now, wait a minute now. Suppose it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. President Trump has won. We've won the Senate, and we picked up 15 seats in the House. It's got to be a Macallan.
I have a suggestion for the congressman.
Yeah.
You got Macallan, the Genesis Lalique Decanter 72-year-old whiskey. It's only $169,000 for the bottle.
You know? That would be worth
it. Here you go. Absolutely. And one last quick story. So I used to like something. I still do. They don't make it anymore in Macallan. It's called cask strength, which means it comes directly from the cask, basically into the bottle. It's not chill filtered. It's not cold filtered, which means it's got even a higher. I think it's like instead of 48 proof, it's like 60 proof or whatever. It's strong stuff. I bought a couple of bottles. Actually, I bought 3 bottles. I drank one eventually. The 2 other bottles are still sitting there. And because they don't make it anymore, every year that goes by and I think about opening it, I won't, because they are now worth about $1,500 a bottle. Ooh. I bought them for $50. So,
election night and election win, I think you should consider it. It'd be good luck to do that. Absolutely. Congressman, thank you. Thanks as always for the update.
Dom, real quick, if we do what I want us to do on election night, I'll buy you all of Macallan.
All right. Write that down. Thank you, Congressman.
Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.